Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com. And today I want to talk about what your children already know that you've already forgotten. And, this is something I like to teach early on in the courses that I teach and in the coaching that I do. Because we have this idea that we are the ones that are here to teach our children to be in this world, how to speak the language, how to walk, how to talk, how to be polite, how to grow up and respect your elders and things like that, all those things we've been trained at. But the truth is that they are the ones that know so much more because they are still in that freshness of coming into the world, still connected to their wholeness, their spirit, the bigger part of themselves. And that's something that we've forgotten. We have been trained here to be here, and in doing so, we have stepped further and further away from our spirit, our connections. And it's interesting because as we get older, we want that connection again. When we reach our 50s and around that time, we start to take a look at life a little differently and we start to reconnect with our spirituality, with our oneness, with who we really are. And so it's like coming full circle. But the thing is that if we figured this out early on, if parents knew this right from the beginning, then there would be a whole different relationship that's built between your parents, you as a parent, and your child. Because you would hold them in more of a respectful place, more of a mutual spiritual connection. And you would learn so much more from your child as well as teaching them. Because yes, we want to teach them to be in this world. We want them to be successful. We want them to experience life as they came here to experience. But we want them to experience it from their perspective, not ours. So when you learn, when you realize that your child has so much more to teach you than you have to teach them, the relationship starts out on a completely different footing. And that your child feels right away. There's not a superiority. There's not a listen to me. I'm the parent, to do what I say. There's more of a, we're in this together. How can we support each other in doing what's best for all concerned? So you get the difference in that. Now, you know, you may be looking at it from a point of view of you and your child. Think about how that relationship would have been if your parents knew that, and if you had that kind of relationship with your parents, of mutual respect, of a spirit-to-spirit parenting dynamic. Think about what that would be like, so that you get a feel for what that would have felt like for you, and how you would have grown up differently. And now, turn that around and do that same thing with your child. It's a brilliant thing. It's something I learned later on in my parenting years. I had an inkling of it because my whole parenting, parent coaching and working with parents and kids and all that started at such a young age. It was my nephew. When my nephew was born, I was 10 years old, and that's when my love of children really began. And in that moment, I made that connection. And so I was still only 10 years old. I made that connection with the knowledge that I still had available to me. I was still close enough to my spirit to make that connection. So think about that. If you have that now, wherever you're at with your parenting, however old the age of your child, doesn't matter. if you can click into that feeling, that connection, slowly over time, your relationship with your child will switch. And it's magnificent. If you're a brand new parent, embrace this knowledge. It makes all the difference in the world. It really does. So think about that as you're going through your parenting and yourself. Reconnect with that part of yourself who knows what's right and what's wrong, what's empowering and what's disempowering, what builds self-esteem, what lowers self-esteem. And build that kind of strong, empowering relationship with your child right away, early on. It's magnificent. And I would love that gift for you. It's a priceless gift. I hope this has been helpful. I'm Marilyn from MarilynForman.com with another Inspiring Parents podcast episode. Join me at my website as well as Facebook and Twitter, Help for Parents, anywhere else. Connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. Take care and have a fabulous day.